Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a good day. This has been a really busy week for the Alzheimer's and different types of dementia folks. The International Conference on Alzheimer's and various dementias was held in Chicago, Illinois, my home state, this past week. A lot of good stuff and many, many questions came out of it. So I thought I'd start the show today by talking about what is the conference, what were some of the big headlines that came out of it, and what do you need to know for clarification? So here we go. The conference is held each year, once a year. 6,000 researchers from about 33 different countries come and convene together with also physicians who are neurologists and general practitioners, anybody who's interested in this subject. And they talk about what clinical trials are going on in their camps, and are they being successful? What's on the horizon? Where are we going? And I think some really hopeful information came out of that conference this year. So this week I've been asked a lot of questions. So I want to just dive into a couple of the things that were highlights. So off the top, there is a drug called Biogen. It's not actually a drug yet. It's in the clinical trials, and they're working towards getting this going. And so what the Biogen is, it's coming out of Boston, out of Harvard, and we're pretty excited about this. Where they're at right now, 900 people were targeted for using this drug in this clinical trial. Of course, we always have to have a certain amount that have placebo, right? But it did show some benefit to the amyloid plaque that causes Alzheimer's. And so what I heard from Dr. Fargo, one of the main researchers at the Alzheimer's Association, was that the drug cleared some of the amyloid plaque in the folks who received that drug, and they did show some improved cognition. So this is super exciting. They're years away from having this become actually a pharma, so people can buy it off the shelves in pharmacies everywhere. But in the very early steps, it's showing some promise. You know, right here in Denver, Dr. Huntington Potter's got his Leukine trial, which was celebrated at the international conference. And it is also showing some promise. It's a little farther behind the Biogen trial, but he is making some great, great steps. And with the recent information that $401 million is being put towards research from the NIH, National Institute of Health, Dr. Potter's study is back up and rolling and on all cylinders. And hopefully we'll have some good news out of his clinical trials shortly. So super excited. Now, another thing that people asked about, they were talking about at the conference, MCI, mild cognitive impairment. That is pre-dementia. It's pre-Alzheimer's, but it's people who are showing early stages, but it's not yet interfered with their activities of daily living. And so what they're trying to work on is having those folks have healthier lifestyles and seeing if they can somehow intervene and make some changes to their lifestyles that would lower their risk of getting Alzheimer's. We are not talking about prevention or reversal of the disease, but just a lower risk of getting it and staving it off for a little while with lifestyle changes and environmental changes that they are doing in their life. Okay. So another one that came out, I had a lot of questions about this week, was the blood pressure issue. Yes. The researchers are targeting having people have a blood pressure of 120. It used to be 140, but they think if they can get it at 120, again, if people have lower blood pressure and are taking good care of themselves, mind healthy and body healthy, it might lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's or having it come on stronger the younger that you are. So we're all about healthy body, healthy brain, but it doesn't mean that we are reversing anything. Last but not least, the other thing that came up, which is coming up a lot, and so Dr. Fargo was willing to talk about this, is the study around cannabis. So again, we are not at a place where we're studying marijuana as a use for preventing or curing Alzheimer's. Not even close. We are not looking down those paths. But if they take the drug apart and they take away the part that gets you high and they just use the medicinal part of the plant, they have created something called Navalone that will reduce agitation in people with Alzheimer's. So those are the kind of big things that came out of the International Research Conference. Again, I think a lot of hopeful things are going on. So we'll see where that gets us at some point in time, right? I think anytime we have good, solid hope, that helps. Now, I have a lot of international and national listeners who pick up my podcast off of this show nationwide and, again, around the world. And so I wanted to, one more time, touch on the groups that are coming out saying that they can prevent Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's is preventable or they can reverse it. This week, one of my clients called and asked me to come to a presentation a local group here in Denver was doing. And the folks there, I went and listened to it, could not believe my ears. They are calling Alzheimer's an emotional psychological disease and that they can prevent it and slow the progression and actually reverse it in people. There is no cure at this time. Please, people, I say it again. Don't give anybody your hard-earned dollars and your life savings if they claim that they can make these outrageous advances in this disease. When it happens, we will scream it from the rooftops. It will be on every news channel. It will be on every radio station that we have found a cure for Alzheimer's. No blood test can detect it. No MRI can detect it. We can detect it with PET scans, but you have to be in a clinical trial. If you want to do something to forward the prevention of this disease and look for a cure, join Trial Match. That's one of the other big things that came out of the international meeting is they need more and more people in clinical trials. There are 200 going on just in the United States alone. Go on trialmatch.com and find one that works for you. Okay. So I just want you to be sure that you are educated and you're informed, and we're not going to listen to people that tell us that they can do something that even the most brilliant minds in the world cannot. In just a few minutes, I'm going to have a guest join me. His name is James Creasy, and he owns Jiminy Wicket, and he has a croquet program that he uses for people with Alzheimer's, and he's got some exciting things to talk to us about and how he works with people and with their activities of daily living and helps him to have a really, really fun life and quality of life. So James Creasy will be joining me in just a minute. And if you like my podcast, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play, please scroll down to the bottom and give me a 5-star rating. And remember, you can always access these radio shows on Cruisin' 1430 AM Weekend Programming. We'll be right back with James Creasy.
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you will ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Living with purpose and meaning is the best reward at Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Your loved one will live life to its fullest. Licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day, compassionate caregivers, 3 well-balanced meals, and 3 healthy snacks are a few key elements of the JEA difference. We also offer fully furnished private and semi-private rooms, meaningful activities, and scheduled outings. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Okay, I'm back, and I've got a guest calling in who has been at that international conference, and I'm really, really excited to introduce James Creasy to all of you.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, James. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So you've been in Chicago this week for the conference.
I am at the Alzheimer's Disease International Conference here at McCormick Place in Chicago, and we've been playing croquet for the last 3 days with their participants from, I'm not sure, 50, 60 different countries around the world.
Wow! That's outstanding, James!
Yeah, thank you. Over the years that we've been doing this, Jill, we've kept a playlist. Lots of people have a playlist for music. Our playlist is a listing of the people we have played with and the countries that they are from. We added two new countries this year, Malawi and Qatar, and so we have now played with people from 124 different countries around the world.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, let's back up just a little bit, my friend.
62%, the 62% of the United Nations member countries.
Rock on, buddy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
my
husband has a shirt from Qatar when we were on vacation once, and I can't remember where we were, but anyway, cool stuff. Hey, explain about how you started Jiminy Wicket Croquet.
About 10 years ago, I was running a Denver-based company for a New York pension fund, and I got let go as a piece of expensive overhead in a corporate reorganization. And just 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from my brother near London saying that our father had just been diagnosed with vascular dementia.
Oh.
So he said, you better get over here because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how long he'll be with us. And that diagnosis helped us both make sense of some of his strange behavior over the previous couple of years, but it also enabled us to make a plan to give back some of the love and dignity that he had given to us as his children over the years. My brother and I have four sisters, so we created Team Dad together with our mum and sort of figured out how are we going to manage all of this 24/7 for as long as this takes. And my way to play as a member of Team Dad was to visit for 2 weeks every 10 weeks. And I made that commitment to do that for the duration.
Wow. And how long did that last?
It was giving our mother a break by taking her and our sweet dad to a little hotel that was their favorite place other than home on the planet down in southwest England. And lo and behold, they had a croquet lawn. My father and I had never played croquet together before.
Wow.
And at supper on the first day, just after I discovered this, I said to our mother, tomorrow morning, you're off deck. Go on the beach, read a book, go to town, get your hair done, do your nails, whatever you want to do that would put some gas back in your tank, go and do it. But I'm going to play croquet with Dad. And what I discovered was that people at this hotel who knew him, because it was the kind of place that folks like that go to every year, he had a number of people, friends, that they would send Christmas cards and visit very, very occasionally, but they'd be there at the same time each year. And those people didn't really want to socialize with us. Hey, come for drinks before dinner or have lunch together. Well, no, sorry, busy, can't do that. And I realized they didn't know how to be around him anymore. The conversation was uncomfortable and the stigma attached to this disease prevented them from being able to be social.
Right.
What I discovered as we played the game together and as it put a beaming big smile across his face is that those people wanted to play with us. And we didn't have to make up paragraphs or create sentences or create awkward conversation. We played together. And it was in that moment, now 10 years and 1 month ago, that I saw the possibility of the usefulness of croquet. And since then, I've come to believe in the power of play to create connection across the generations.
That's fabulous. So besides just the social interaction, do you think it provides other benefits?
Absolutely. The three things we all thrive on and need every day are social interaction, cognitive stimulation, and physical exercise. And into that little cocktail, let's add food and water and the basics. So croquet provides cognitive stimulation because we're going to figure out where we need to hit this ball to. And if that's a bit too challenging, the person facilitating the game can offer some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And the third piece, social interaction, cognitive stimulation, the third piece is a little gentle physical exercise. Walking is what we know to be one of the very best forms of physical exercise. And actually, if you look at the studies, walking helps stimulate the creation of gray matter in our brains, right in our heads. So those three things are core to healthy living, and croquet provides all three.
I absolutely love it. First of all, I love the game of croquet. I played it since I was a child. And I just think it's a lot of fun. It brings back that childlike being in us. Have you had somebody that played and just really changed their outlook?
Diane, a 63-year-old lady, was playing a game of croquet with us when some high school students came along to play. She was the carer to her husband, who was playing croquet with us, and there for the very first time was some high school students becoming involved in our program at the Denver Croquet Club in Washington Park. And at the end of that two-hour session together, she said, "James, this has changed my perspective on young people." Ruth, who's 93 years old, said to me, she poked me in the ribs. She's in a walker frame, and she pokes me in the ribs, and she says to me, "They told me this was going to be fun. They didn't say it was going to be this much fun." Yes, it changes people's perspectives. Play does that. Play brings out that childlike place in us.
Well, it
sure likes to connect and likes to have fun.
Yeah. So, James, if you don't mind, I'd like you to stay with me for a few minutes on the next segment, because I'd like to talk a little bit more about how you're trying to take this nationwide and just exploring how you can start this in other cities. Can you stay with me?
I'd love to.
All right. We'll be right back.
Living and working with Alzheimer's and other dementias can often be challenging. Summit Resilience Training provides education utilizing non-medical approaches for those who work with our friends affected by dementia. Believing families still need one-on-one assistance, we provide classes which help them understand the diseases affecting their loved ones, offering strategies and techniques for success with activities of daily living and working with confusing behaviors. We offer in-home assessments, education programs, instilling person-centered care philosophies are offered for professional caregivers working in communities and homes, which can be customized for their staff. Training is also available for first responders. We are passionate that people with dementias such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and others are approached with compassion and understanding, and those who work with them have all the tools they need for success. Call us at Summit Resilience Training, 303-420-6988, to schedule a class or in-home assessment. Visit our website at summitresiliencetraining.com for more information.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Welcome back, and I've got James Creasy with me on the phone from Chicago. He's been at the International Conference this week, and he owns Jiminy Wicket Croquet. So, picking back up where we left off, James, how exciting for you to be able to have this program, this fun activity at the biggest stage for Alzheimer's and different types of dementia and the research world this week.
Thank you. It is. It's a lot of fun playing with these folks, and they seem to like it, too.
So can you take this nationwide, James? Are you working on that?
Yes. That's a great question, Jill. We are taking it nationwide. We're currently in 10 schools in the metro Denver area in Colorado. Mm-hmm. We have 10 volunteers from New York Life who have each adopted a school. So this program happens for an hour every 2 weeks, and the students host at their school croquet indoors on our artificial grass courts. They host the residents of a long-term care community that's local to their school. That happens for an hour every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and that is the model that we're currently preparing to replicate in both San Diego and Boston this year. And we'll entertain a conversation with other cities that would be interested in adopting our program, and that could be a conversation that starts with senior care communities or schools or volunteers who say, you know what, I'd like to make that happen where I am.
So if they wanted to do that, James, how are they going to get a hold of you? Can you give them some information to?
Yeah. James@JiminyWicket.org. You can find us online at JiminyWicket.org. And my email is James@JiminyWicket.org.
Do you want to spell Jiminy for them? Spell
it out for them. I will. J-I-M-I-N-Y, Wicket, W-I-C-K-E-T. And if you Google that, Google will correct your spelling. As long as you're close enough to it, they'll find you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing this with our listeners. And because I load this on podcast, it goes nationwide, and I do have some international listeners. So maybe we'll get you in those other states sooner than you know it, right?
We're ready to do it. Thank you, Jill.
I love what you do. Thanks for being on the show today, James.
Thank you. We've got one metric by which we measure our effectiveness. That's SPH, miles per hour.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, fantastic. Have a great day, and we'll check back in with you again sometime, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so next week, I'm going to have a strategy week. You know, I do this once a month, sometimes more. And that strategy week is going to be all about the people in the beginning stages of this disease. So often we talk, experts talk about people that are advanced and how we can work with reactions and behaviors and so on and so forth. But I want to work on what people are writing in and telling me. And if you have anything that you want to tell me, or you want me to talk about any questions you have or anything going on in your life, write to me at jill@summitresiliencetraining.com. And I will be more than happy to talk about whatever you want to talk about on the air. But I think it'll be very cool to talk about some of the earlier things, because, you know, people will live in the mild cognitive impairment and the early stages of this disease for up to 20 years. So, you know, not everybody is incapacitated. Not everybody has behaviors, but they do have feelings that they want to share. And I've been gathering them from listeners. And so I'm going to talk about some of the things that they're telling me that they are living with. And hey, I also wanted to give a nod out to a company that helped me out this week. It's Comprehensive Home Remodels. And Mark Heath owns this company. And Mark helped me out with a case with a lovely woman who, her name is Rose. And Rose has Alzheimer's, and she's now living with her daughter. And I reached out to this company and said, hey, can you help this gal? She's caring for her mom. She's a senior herself. And they need some help getting a few things fixed in the house, maybe having a bathroom that works better with a handheld so we can help Rose when she takes a bath. We've talked many times about bathing without a bottle and making it safer for her and less scary and so on and so forth. But not only that, he took the wish list of lovely Trish, Rose's daughter, and did everything on the list and just knocked it out of the ballpark. He went and visited with her on a Thursday, came back on a Saturday, and then his lovely wife, Stacy, even came and brought lunch and their daughter, and they played with Rose, who has reverted back to a little bit of a childlike state, and they just had a terrific Saturday, and they knocked it out of the ballpark. So folks, if you need any remodels for your homes or anything like that, some of the nicest caring people on the planet work at Comprehensive Home Remodels. Call Mark Heath and he'll be happy to help you. I'm sure you can find them on the internet. I wish I had their phone number available to me right now, but I don't. But I will put it on my website, okay? So, yeah, just the kindness of strangers. If you see somebody that needs some help, they need a little yard work done or something, go over and help them out. Being a caregiver is a very, very hard thing to do, and it's just not an easy thing whether you love the person or not. So please remember to help out folks that are caring for their loved ones. Also, James mentioned something, and I thought it would benefit us to talk about it just before we get off the air here today. Filling your emotional tank as you are a caregiver. Make sure you do some fun things for yourself out there, Caregiver Nation. Go see a movie. Get a massage. Get your nails done. Go get your hair cut. Gentlemen, go play some golf. Play some little putt-putt. Do some things. Read a book. Take a walk. Do something that fills your emotional tank. And play croquet. That would be a very fun thing to do. You know, being a caregiver is lonely. And sometimes it just can get overwhelming. And even having the disease can get very, very lonely. So just make sure that we're reaching out to our friends, the people that we care about. If you belong to a church, maybe participate in their day to give, and make sure that you're helping out people that need that kind of help, okay? So, hey, I load my show on iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, like I was telling you earlier, including SoundCloud and Google Play. And if you like those shows, please scroll down at the bottom of the page and give me a 5-star rating. That would help me out a bunch. And if you need any help, call me at summitresiliencetraining.com or look for me at summitresiliencetraining.com. Call me at 303-420-6988 and look where you can meet me around the metro area, and call me if you need me, okay? So you know I love my friends with diagnosis. You know I love my Caregiver Nation, and I look forward every week to bringing you good, interesting information, keeping you updated on research, what's going on in the world. Remember, stay away from the folks who claim that they can prevent it. or reverse it at this point in time. We're not there yet. So have a great week, everybody. If you have any questions, you know how to get a hold of me, and I'll see you next week on Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
You've been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Visit her website at summitresiliencetraining.com to learn more, and join us next week as we learn more about dementia, Alzheimer's, and overcoming obstacles with a positive outcome. See you next time.